Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm excited for what we're going to talk about. The topic tonight is clearing the collective consciousness. You know, it's such a beautiful planet that we live on. Today was a curious day because it snowed in the morning and now it's sunny and bright in the afternoon here in Boulder, Colorado. And, you know, when I think about the joy of being alive on this beautiful planet during this most amazing time of our human history, of our human culture, I can't help but be excited for what's potential lies within us that is awaiting our desire to express it, our desire to fulfill it. And when we talk about collective consciousness, it's this collective karma, if you will, that we're all living out. In just a single lifetime, so much can happen on this planet to the face of humanity. It was 1903 when the Wright brothers first took to the skies in an airplane that they invented. The principle of flying was always there. The principle that allowed airplanes to go through the sky that we see in such a common and everyday way was always there for eons of time, and yet it was unfulfilled until the imagination of the Wright brothers showed up and made it a possibility. Well, in a single lifetime, from that event, from when we first left the ground, we went to the moon in 1969, July 20th. We landed on the moon, and we went back later, and we took a car with us. What's next, a drive-in up there? Now, would a root beer float really float up there? I'm not sure. That's something we're going to have to try in the future. And what I'm getting at here is the acceleration of change that exists right now for us. You know, when you look at the history of humanity, there's such deep scars, there's such suffering, there's such pain in our collective consciousness. Just in World War II alone, tens of millions of people perished at the hand of another human being. And here we are living in a time where there's still quite a collective struggle, quite a bit of heartache, quite a bit of suffering in the collective consciousness. And if you've tuned into the show, there's something about that strikes you at a very deep level. What can we do to clear the collective consciousness of humanity? You know, I really think it's a gift that one persona, one person can't come along and wipe the slate clean. One person cannot come along and end suffering. That's really not what this storyline is about. You know, if we step back from the collective for just a second and we look at the individual, people like you, people like me, every single one of us has this personal sovereignty. We're here on this planet and we're given such fierce freedom to express in any way we choose. We're given immense freedom to play out our human dynamics, our human potential, in any way we see fit. And this collective storyline that we've been living has shown us that we haven't chosen a very loving, compassionate, peaceful, happy, and prosperous paradigm or story for ourselves collectively. Certainly those attributes exist and they're being expressed through human beings. But collectively, the overall storyline hasn't really portrayed that yet. But I feel deep in my bones that it's coming down the bend, that a collective awakening is happening on this planet that's going to reach far and wide. And it's going to come out of within us. This birth of heaven on earth is going to come from within our own being. The kingdom of heaven is within. When you look at the mechanics of karma, how we get into this quagmire, if you will, how we load ourselves up with deep scars in our pain bodies, heavy emotional burdens, heavy emotional loading up unresolved emotions within our being, the belief systems that tell us we're not strong, we're not powerful, we're not deserving. These ideas, these thoughts, these storylines that are played out in our culture. You know, it seems like an overwhelming task sometimes when the majority of the media shows us nothing but the quagmire itself. Sometimes you can look at it as a human being and think, wow, how do you turn something like this around? What can I do as an individual to really have an effect on such a prominent and dominant part of our collective experience? Well, I think it's important to understand a bigger picture. Because if all you do is you look at the nitty-gritty details of the storyline that's playing out in humanity right now, it can be very easy to think that there is not a lot of leverage a personal individual can have. But by the end of the show today, I suggest that's not the case. I suggest that there's a lot you can do, and how you do it can be a joyful, loving, and compassionate way. It doesn't have to be a journey or burden of sorrow, of grief within yourself. In fact, quite the contrary. I think what each individual can do is find their own joy, their own sense of peace, their own sense of power. And we'll get to that. But let's start off by backing up a little bit. Let's take a step back. Let's take a step way back from this current storyline playing out in 2015. You know, our souls, the collective souls of humanity, chose to go into this darkness, chose to go into this quagmire, chose to surrender a sense of personal power. We pulled the veil over our own eyes. We forgot our truth. We got disconnected from the essence of who we are. And it happened so long ago that the journey played itself out over and over and over again through many lifetimes, through many stories, through many lands all across this beautiful planet, that we've gotten to this moment in time, and collectively we've bought into this idea that we're just a human being, just one of billions on this planet, and that we're observers, we're just individuals, we're just a person living out our own story. And we had to do that. We had to get disconnected from our truth to go to the edge of darkness itself. I always like the idea of a scale of human consciousness, some way to quantify the intangible, some way to wrap a mental model around the notion of this human experience we're having. If you've listened to my shows, you understand that I like to think in the terms of just pure energy. To look at our karma, to look at our storyline, to look at our paradigms as an energetic signature of what was possible in our human experience. So let's put a mental model together about the nature of who we are and where we've gotten so far in the storyline. I'm going to use the simple example of a room. Everybody can relate to a room, walking into a room. And if you think of the ceiling of the room as pure white light, the truth, the essence of who we are. And then as we come down off of the ceiling, we start to lose the shiny brightness of that light. And as we move down from the ceiling towards the floor, we let go of some of that lightness and we start taking on the shadow. We start taking on some of the darkness, the separation, the forgetfulness of who we are. And human consciousness is a powerful energy. Your energy, my energy, all of our energy is very powerful. And as we move down towards the floor, we lose connection with this power. The scale for our human consciousness is logarithmic, which means that just a short distance of movement relates to an immense amount of power. Logarithmic scales is the same scale that they measure earthquakes with. The difference between a size 6 or 7 or 8 earthquake is considerably different. From 6 to 7 is not the same as 7 to 8, and it's not the same from 8 to 9. Every one of those is an exponentially larger amount of power. So as we move from the ceiling down towards the floor, we're talking about an immense amount of power that we're surrendering within this idea of ourselves. So in this room, where is humanity now? Where have we gone with our human consciousness? Well, we're coming up off the floor. If you think of the floor as absolute darkness, the edge of life itself, the denial of life, the inability to embody life, humanity has bounced and bounced and bounced on the floor as we have collectively surrendered our human life over and over and over again at the hands of another human being. We've gotten so far away from the light that we've literally turned on ourselves and lived our sense of control outside of ourselves. War, extortion, abandonment, betrayal, the countless human emotions based on pain and suffering of our human condition. All those attributes exist in our human condition now. Well, people don't get to the point of behaving that way, of experiencing life that way, unless they themselves have surrendered an immense amount of their personal power. You know, when I discovered the nature of suppressed feelings, suppressed emotions, suppressed beliefs within my own being, there was a particular moment that I've shared before when an immense amount of raw human consciousness came pouring out of me in the form of anger. And, you know, I lived several decades on the earth, and I had no idea, I had no comprehension that I had so much unresolved emotions within my subconscious. And when you have unresolved consciousness, emotions, feelings, beliefs in your subconscious, they don't just sit there dormant. They don't. They're beacons, like the law of attraction. They're beacons. These energetic aspects of us in our subconscious radiate out into the universe, and they attract similar reflections of ourselves. For myself, I attracted a very angry boss, and he was so diligent. He was so diligent at being angry every single day for a decade. And that cracked me open because it is a mirror of myself. So how is it we're talking about the collective consciousness when the dialogue is about our individual self? Well, I had had so much raw, unresolved feelings, emotions, beliefs in my own subconscious. And the experience I was having from this unresolved sense of self was being mirrored outside of me. I had an immense amount of influence by the emotion of anger, even though, and this is really an important part, even though for decades I had no cognitive awareness, I did not know that I had so much of this unresolved energy within my psyche. And yet this subconscious aspect of myself was dictating so much of my behavior. Now, let's take that idea as an individual and apply it to the collective. There's so many people on the earth today that are very afraid. And some of them are generals. Some of them are dictators. Some of them are criminals. And they're not feeling safe. They're feeling very motivated to be in control of how their life is going. And they play this control out by manipulation. In order for them to feel comfortable about their environment, they feel like they need to control it, to dictate how it plays out so they can have a sense of safety. And this motivation is subconscious. It doesn't matter how they behave in their ego self. It doesn't matter what face their shadow has. When a human being plays out intentional violence against another, it only comes from fear. There's only two prime elements in our human experience, fear and love. And love would be fearless, unconditional acceptance, and a mindset that could not take up violence against another. And that would be where we all began, from that, from the light at the top of the room, at the ceiling. Unconditional love is this field. It's a field. It doesn't have to sentence. It doesn't have to create structure. It is the source of all that is. And from that place of love, there cannot be fear. And so from love itself, we could not have the experience of separation. We could not have the experience of feeling fearful or powerless. You know, I like the analogy of a computer paint program. If you open up your computer and you load a paint program and you select the background as pure white, and then you select a brush that is pure white, you can't paint anything. It's all white. It's all pure white. So source, life force, God, the impulse of creation itself, the impulse of consciousness itself is one. The Father and I are one. There's no separation. But yet in that field of light is infinite possibilities of expression. If you look at our planet today, what a beautiful planet it is. The storyline we're playing out now, tiny blip on the timeline of the history of the universe, of the history of humanity on this planet. And yet when we live our life day in and day out, this blip of time seems like it's the end of time. It seems like it's the chaotic moment of our human condition. But in truth, there was a moment in time long before now that we chose to go this far into the darkness. We collectively chose as souls to have the experience of separation, to have the experience of being so separated that we thought ourselves merely humans walking alone together on this planet. And although we experience that in our waking hours, the truth of it is every single one of us is an immense soul, a soul that is timeless, a soul that has no fear, a soul that has no limitation. We've been talked out of our divinity. We've been talked out of our immortality, if you will. Man came along and started a story to tell us that we were less than enough, that we were less than the thing itself, and we bought it. There's so many ways we've been disconnected from the Creator, Source, God, within us now. This has been done by institutions that are very old on this planet. The idea of salvation, the idea of sin, the idea of guilt and shame, all byproducts of the human mind, have created a sense of separation within us individually. If you're a timeless soul, salvation is laughable. If you're a timeless soul, there's no separation from your truth. There's no thing, event, circumstance, paradigm, story that can disconnect you from your truth because you are the truth now and forever. But this idea of forever, this idea of immortality, this idea of escaping death is so foreign to the language, the dogma, story that we're raised with. And part of this had to happen for us to have this collective experience. But here we are in the story, in the darkness, in the shadow, and the whole of humanity is playing out the storyline. So to clear the collective consciousness as an individual, how do you think that might look? Do you think another soul on this planet is closer to the divine than your essence, than your truth? I suggest not. Do you think there's a room, a building, somewhere on the earth where the connection to the divine is more pronounced? Do you think the language of the divine is metered out, is regulated based on your worthiness? I think not. Every one of us is a point of presence of the one consciousness. Every single one of us is made by the fabric of creation itself. The Father and I are one now. If the Father and I are one now, what's this idea of salvation? If the Father and I are one now, what's this idea that somebody else has a closer seat to the controls of the collective? If the Father and I are one now, I need not look any further than myself. In fact, your best vantage point in this chapter of humanity is for you to be you. Wait. The best vantage point for your effect to the collective consciousness is for you to be you now. Pure, authentic you. Unbridled you. You don't need permission, ever. Nobody else can awaken the truth in you to a higher degree than you, because it's your belief systems, it's your experience, it's your thoughts that decide your relationship with the truth. When we talk about karma, we talk about four energy bodies. There's the mental energy body, the emotional energy body, the physical energy body, and the last one, your spiritual energy body, is the one I want to talk about right now. Could it be that you are a point of presence of the divine now? Whether you believe that or not decides the vibration of your spiritual energy body. If you think yourself a sinner, you've disconnected from the truth. Whoever invented sin created the belief system that the Father and I are not one now. The belief system that the Father and I will reunite some other time, sometime in the future. And then they took the idea of sin and put merit on it, where you have to behave a certain way to be forgiven. Wow, talk about compounding a tragedy. But remember, we chose to do this. You, as you are now, you're in the best seat in the house for you. You have the best vantage point of any human being on the planet by just being you. So how does that play out? How does that work out as a leverage point, a fulcrum to affect the collective consciousness? Well, let's go back to that example of the scale of human consciousness. If the room I'm in is a scale of our human potential, and I'm awakening in this human river of consciousness, and I'm rising up out of the darkness of the floor, I'm coming out of the shadow, I'm coming out of the sense of separation, and my consciousness, your consciousness, rises up out of the darkness an inch from the floor to the ceiling. If you've risen your consciousness an inch, you have an incredible amount of power than you did before you rose. I love the analogy of light and dark. It's the language of spirituality. See, darkness has no substance because there's no truth to it. Darkness is a story, only a story that we've bought into. There's no power behind it because there's no truth behind it. Darkness actually has no substance of its own. Well, what does that mean? Darkness can't be leveraged with truth because there's no truth in it. If I have a box of darkness, can you imagine going to the store? Do you have any darkness? Yeah, it's back in aisle 7. If I have a box of darkness, I can't open up that box and increase the amount of darkness because there's no substance to it. It has no substance. It's only the light that has substance. But we can't see, we can't quantify, we can't measure, we can't know the experience of light unless we move away from it. We can't understand the truth of who we are unless we've gone without. And so here we are in 2015, and we're playing out this story of insanity personified as we're doing all these atrocious things to each other because we chose to. And that affords a most unique experience in the individual. It affords a most unique opportunity that can happen in a single lifetime. I suggest to you that you are amazing. You're an amazing soul who is personified as you now. We just went through the most incredible time in our human history. And the reason it's the most incredible time is because we had journeyed so far into the darkness. We had journeyed so far into the darkness that we even contemplated, designed and built a mechanism for the destruction of the planet. Nuclear war was in our consciousness so much we built it out. We built that out as a possibility of our human condition. Talk about the edge of darkness. That storyline's over. It's not going to play out. It's not going to happen. But that's the storyline that you've come out of. That's the storyline. it's like we dip so far into the darkness that I suggest to you, this is the only lifetime that can exist in our human story where the traversing of the entire vertical height of the room can happen in a single lifetime. That a single individual like you can come out of the darkness and go all the way up to the ceiling, to the light, in a single lifetime. Wow. Wow. Typically, karma plays out at a very slow incremental rate. If we look at that scale of human consciousness from the floor to the ceiling, many people can go their entire lifetime and not rise or fall more than an inch or two. Many, many lifetimes have played out in the past where the vertical travel, either up or down, into more karma or out of karma, at such a slow rate that in a single lifetime there was very little movement. Do you think there was an idea of enlightenment in the collective 200 or 300 years ago? Certainly people were experiencing it, but the collective had no understanding of it. Where does enlightenment fit into the Wild West? Where does enlightenment fit into the monarchy of kingdoms and battles and famines and plagues and dark ages? We forgot. We forgot. But now, human consciousness, the rise of human consciousness, is expanding like wildfire in the collective. And those people that can understand the mechanism of karma, how you take on karma and lower your place in the room. As you take on karma, you move closer to the floor. As you take on karma, you separate from the truth. As you take on karma, you move more into fear and reaction and posturing. As you release your karma, you rise up. As you release your karma, you connect with your truth. As you release your karma, you shed your fear. And New Human Living teaches you how to do just that so you can participate in this unfolding of human consciousness in an intentional and effective way. So when we talk about clearing the collective consciousness, we're talking about you. Because being you is the only place of consciousness where you can have leverage, a fulcrum, a sway of over the collective. So when you go outside at night and you look up in the sky and there's billions of stars, I don't know if you've ever gone out away from the city. If you travel into the country at night where you're far away from a city, you can even see the banding of the Milky Way with your naked eye. There's oh so many stars in the sky. There's oh so many different paradigms of life consciousness playing out in all those points of presence. The possibility of life exists in every dot in the sky, every star. Our star is similar to every other star as a potential of canvas of expression. So do you imagine some of those points of presence in the universe have the collective human consciousness up towards the ceiling where everybody who occupies the planet is living in love and joy and prosperity and expression and passion? Sure, you betcha. You betcha. I can feel it in my bones. So imagine somebody showing up in fear. There's a planet out there with people living in heaven, beings of light that know their truth, beings of light that have no concept of fear, and pluck any person from the darkness of the shadow of our planet and beam them down like Star Trek onto the planet of love. There would be no fear in anybody else to reflect back to them. There would be no fear to be attracted to them. Fear could not exist in that condition. The power of that idea is the power of your contribution to humanity. As you choose to become cognitive of your own personal vibration and cleanse it and purify it with the power-lifting tools of compassion and forgiveness, acceptance, this idea of innocence, to contemplate those in your everyday life to the point where you believe them, where you know them, where you embody them. It's like you become one of those beings of love. You become one of those beings of light that when shown the idea of a shadow, that when shown the idea of fear or separation, there's nothing in your body that could believe it. You're breaking the chain of thought. You're breaking the chain of reaction. You're breaking the chain of propagating the idea, the belief of fear and separation. That is the thing itself. When you raise your consciousness, you're stepping out of the collective storyline. See, everyone on the planet has personal sovereignty. It's not your place to sway anyone else, just as you are not to be swayed by anyone else. It goes both ways. Your own personal sovereignty, which means you are giving fierce freedom to choose as you choose. So is everyone else on the planet, no matter how much darkness they have found for themselves. No karmic sin has ever been broken. The karmic laws are perfect. They're absolute. The principle of karma is extremely elegant. So when you accept that every single soul, every single persona is given the fierce freedom to exist anywhere on the scale of human consciousness that they choose, it's not your call. Just as where you choose is not their call. And it's from that point of acceptance of how anybody is behaving. From that point of acceptance, you stop the posturing, you stop the polarity of resistance, of karma, of separation. You can have a personal karma with any noun that exists. So go through the totality of who you are and cleanse your past with every single aspect of our human condition. What's your karma with governments? What's your karma with religion? What's your karma with sin? What's your karma with Satan? What's your karma with tragedy or pain or suffering? Every time you have an aspect within your subconscious towards any noun, any aspect, any element of our human condition, you're holding a sense of separation within your own subconscious. You're a soul that has come into this 3D arena of expression to have the full spectrum of human experience possible, from the ceiling to the floor and back to the ceiling, from the light into the darkness and back to the light. And all of it is granted without hesitation from the Creator inside of you now. Whenever you say, "I am," it is the Creator itself. The Father and I are one. I am afraid. I am safe. I am powerless. I am powerful. I am fearful. I am loving. The I am who states that is the Creator incarnate as you. It is done unto you as you believe. So to go through your past and heal every aspect of our human condition, to resolve and dissipate any standing energy within your personal energy persona, is to raise your vibration farther away from the floor and closer to the ceiling in the scale of human consciousness. Your light becomes brighter as you heal your past. Your subconscious is a memory bank, like a camcorder recording the history of your existence in this human paradigm, in this human plane over many lifetimes. We couldn't have gone so far into the darkness had we not loaded up our subconscious with all of our power. We couldn't have had this experience. But we did, and here we are now. So you want to be the game changer in this most exciting shift in human paradigm? Focus on what you want. What is the energetic vibration of the dream of heaven on earth? That's very important. What's the energetic vibration of your vision of heaven on earth? Because the vibration of that vision is the seed of creation itself. Every time you turn on the TV and some storyline of fear comes along and you drop down into fear, you're literally energetically voting for that paradigm to play out in the future. The collective experience of planet Earth is voted on energetically from every single personal energy persona, every point of presence on this planet Earth. Every single one of us human beings have equal voting liberty. We have equal merit. All our votes have equal merit, and we vote energetically. The collective vibration of our personal energy persona projects our vote for the future. So to scrub your own individual energy within your own persona is to raise the vibration of your point of presence, to let your light shine, to remove the shadow from within your own being, that you may be the light, that you can see the truth for what it is. You can see past the storyline that's being played out in the collective consciousness. When you break away from that, you make it easier for every single person on the planet to break away from that. As you raise your consciousness, every single person on the planet has an easier time raising their consciousness. Consciousness is logarithmic. You move up an inch, you pull hundreds of thousands of people up too. That's how powerful you are. You don't have to go to any place to become powerful. You're powerful where you are now. Give yourself permission to enjoy your life. Give yourself permission to see past this moment of time in our collective story. In the mythology of our human condition, we're living out a single sentence. We're not even in a paragraph. We're talking about a single lifetime transforming the face of all of humanity. Just like in a single lifetime, we went from the Wright brothers leaving the ground to Neil Armstrong stepping onto the moon. You can gain the wisdom from within your own being of this story that's playing out. And when you truly understand the story that's playing out now, you will find peace in your heart because your soul is not afraid. The truth of you cannot be touched. You're an infinite being personified in this temporal storyline of humanity now. But it's not until you can know that, it's not until you can trust that, that you can walk in the fury and the chaos of the storm of our human condition and not see the darkness, but only see the light. In that moment, you are the point of truth in the collective. In that moment, you are the personification of knowingness by being at peace with yourself. The power of peace has already been demonstrated here on planet Earth. Gandhi understood peace is power itself, because peace is truth. War is not truth. War is a story. War is fear. War is darkness. And there's no substance to it. It can still wreak havoc. But Gandhi was such a powerful person, he understood that the power of peace was stronger than any story of the shadow, of any story of separation, of any story of suffering. And an army showed up and turned around and left because it couldn't touch the power of peace. So when you find peace in your own being, don't discount it as anything other than wonderful. Wonderful. You want to change the collective consciousness? Change your own consciousness. You want to be a point of presence of the truth? Let go of the storyline that humanity has told itself over and over and over again, like a bedtime story. See past the fear that's motivating so many people on this planet. Hold the vision of heaven on earth vibrationally in the heart of your being in an everyday way, and you will energetically vote for that as the future of humanity itself. How cool is that? When you have peace within your own heart, you will be a point of presence of the love at the top of the room, at the love at the beginning of creation. In the beginning was the light of love. And that light of love is with you now, if you can recognize it and personify it. Wow, how cool is that? You're going to do that best when you honor your own authentic self. Whatever the hell you want is the thing itself. Society likes to portray expectations of correctness. Society likes to portray ideas of proper living. Heaven has already come to earth because people can personify unconditional love. Heaven has found a landing place and is here on earth now because people can embody the truth now. The only time you'll ever experience heaven or hell is today. So honor who you are. How do you prefer life? How do you sincerely prefer life? Live your life just that way. Wear the clothes you want to wear. Like the music you like to like. Make all the choices that you sincerely, authentically prefer, and you will move closer to the truth of who you are. When you personify somebody else's idea of what's righteous or correct or whatever projection somebody else has, if it's not authentic to you, you literally move closer to the floor and away from the ceiling. You can have peace in your heart today. You can have a sense of knowing of who you are today. Your soul's presence is within your own personal energy persona now. What do you think makes your heart beat? What do you think makes your cells know what to do? That's the power of your soul. Your body's on cruise control. If it's left up to the ego, you wouldn't have made it this far. Your soul is here with you now. Trust that. My passion, my authentic passion, is to understand the language of truth and to be able to language it in such a way that people can recognize the truth within themselves. I don't want to tell anybody what to believe. I don't want to tell anybody what to feel. That'd be me projecting my sense of self. And that will not get anyone else to their own kingdom of heaven. I only want to show people how to find the truth within themselves any way they find it. It's not for me to say. It's from the passion of my heart and my compassion for humanity that every step I take. If you feel like you want to participate in raising the collective consciousness of humanity, understand the nature of your own power. The last book I wrote, Personal Power Fundamentals, talked about the mechanics of what moves you up or down in this vertical scale of human consciousness. To recognize how to do that with yourself is to recognize how to have affect yourself. You want to play big? You want to play bold? Because you're an infinite being personified. I don't want to live any other way but to keep purifying my understanding of the truth of creation and share it with others. I'm so glad you joined us in the show tonight. You showed up for yourself and you showed up for humanity. And I appreciate that and I value that and I thank you. Take the time to learn the nature of karma and power, and you will be the change of the collective consciousness. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm your host, Les Jensen. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.